Coming up next on Passion Struck.
In a world of quick clicks and fleeting chats, writing stands out as a deep pool of thought, inviting us to slow down and dive in. It's more than just stringing words together. It's about digging deep into our thoughts and emotions, crafting ideas that resonate and stick with us long after they're read. Writing isn't just about making sense. It's about making connections, reaching into the hearts and minds of others in a way that fleeting conversations simply can't. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles. And on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Momentum Friday in episode 429 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked as the number one alternative health podcast. A heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you who come back to the show weekly, eager to discover new ways to live better, be better, and make a meaningful impact in the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. Are you curious about where you stand on the path to becoming Passion Struck? Dive into our new, engaging Passion Struck quiz. The quiz provides a dynamic way for you to understand where you sit on the Passion Struck continuum. Head over to passionstruck.com to embark on this insightful journey. In case you missed my interviews from earlier in the week, we had two fantastic ones. We kick off by welcoming my friend, retired Navy SEAL, Jason Redman, who's the New York Times bestselling author of The Trident and Overcome. We discuss how the Navy SEAL's way of thinking translates to both our personal and professional lives, and how we too can overcome the hurdles that are holding us back. I also had the opportunity to interview Dr. Casey Means, a leading voice in the movement around personalized medicine. Dr. Means brings her expertise in functional medicine, discussing new ways to decode your body signals, transform your health, and master your metabolism. Please check them all out. And I wanted to say thank you for your ratings and reviews. And if you like either of those two episodes I just mentioned or today solo, we would so appreciate you giving it a 5-star rating and review and sharing it with your friends and families. I know we and our guests love to hear the comments from our listeners. Now, let's talk about today's Momentum Friday episode. Imagine a world where ideas are currency and the clarity of thought is the measure of wealth. In this world, a simple pen isn't just something to write with. It's the magic wand that unlocks the true potential of what you think and feel. Today, I want to challenge you to think about how writing, more than speaking, has the unique power to sharpen ideas, stimulate our intellect, and lay bare the complex layers of our thinking. In our fast-paced click-and-go world, taking the time to write is like finding a secret garden of thought. It's not just about putting words on page. It's about really digging into what you believe and feel, creating ideas that stick with you and others long after the conversation ends. Writing does something special. It connects us on a deeper level in ways that quick chats or texts just can't match. In this episode, I'm going to dive into why speaking and writing are worlds apart, especially when it comes down to thinking things through and growing smarter. We'll look at what stops people from picking up that pen, whether it's staring at a blank page, chasing after perfection, or not knowing how to start, and how to get past those blocks. Our exploration starts off with Alex's story, a college student whose journey underscores the importance and impact of writing. Join me on this journey of discovery of how writing can change the way that you think and communicate. Whether you want to make your argument stronger, think more clearly, or just enjoy the art of putting pen to paper, today's episode will show you just how powerful writing can be in clearing up your thoughts and making your voice heard. So grab your pen, find some paper, and let's get ready to explore the incredible power of writing to clarify your thoughts and ideas. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. I want to start out today's discussion by discussing a college student named Alex, who was majoring in environmental science. Alex was passionate about making a difference in the world, but struggled with self-doubt, and he had an immense fear of public speaking. Despite having innovative ideas about sustainability and conservation, Alex felt like his voice was lost in the noise, unable to articulate his thoughts clearly in class discussions or presentations. One day, Alex's professor assigned a project that required a detailed written proposal on a local environmental issue. Initially overwhelmed, Alex saw this as an opportunity to express the swirling ideas that were in his head without the immediate need of public speaking. Diving into the research, Alex began to write, slowly at first, then with increasing momentum. The process of writing forced Alex to organize his thoughts, drawing connections between concepts and articulating a clear stance on the issue. As the words filled the pages, something inside of Alex began to shift. What started as a jumble of thoughts transformed into a convincing, persuasive argument. Writing had become a tool for exploration, allowing Alex to dissect complex ideas and to present them with confidence. When the time came for Alex to discuss the proposal with the class, he felt a newfound sense of clarity and confidence. The act of writing had not only helped Alex to understand the issue more profoundly, but had also built the assurance needed to share that idea with others. The presentation was a success, sparking an engaging discussion among peers and also earning praise from his professor. Encouraged by this experience, Alex started a blog to share his insights on environmental issues regularly. Writing became a daily habit, a personal gym for the mind, where Alex could flex his intellectual muscles and refine his thoughts. Over time, Alex noticed a significant improvement in his ability to communicate, not just in writing, but in speaking as well. Alex's journey from clarity to confidence in writing illustrates the unique power of putting pen to paper. This story highlights writing's ability to provide clarity, boost confidence, and ultimately alter one's academic and personal life's trajectory. It serves as a potent reminder that the act of writing is not just about recording thoughts, but about discovering and refining them, empowering us to find our voice and share it with the world. So with that story as a backdrop, I want to take you through a comparative analysis of writing versus speaking. In the vast landscape of idea exchange, the distinction between writing and speaking is as profound as the difference between a captivating novel and its film adaptation. The former can transport you to another realm through the sheer power of its prose, while the latter, despite its visual splendor, may not always capture the story's essence. This disparity highlights a fundamental truth. The act of writing down thoughts and verbally articulating them are distinctively unique avenues of expression, each with its own impact on how ideas are conveyed and received. At the heart of intellectual discourse, writing is unparalleled in its ability to crystallize thoughts and to do it with precision. Unlike the fleeting nature of spoken words, which dissipate as soon as they're uttered, written words endure. They stand as a testament to our ideas, inviting readers to engage, dissect, and reflect at their own pace. The enduring quality of writing makes it an invaluable resource for evaluating the coherence and depth of our thoughts. When we write, every word is chosen with intention, free from the ums and the ahs that often infiltrate our spoken language. This level of deliberation ensures coherence and clarity, which are indispensable for effective communication. Indeed, studies have underscored the incredible power of writing in learning, revealing that individuals who articulate their knowledge through writing often achieve a much deeper understanding of the subject matter. The act of writing, therefore, is not just a method of communication, but a process of intellectual refinement. The annals of history are replete with instances where written words have yielded extraordinary power. Consider Martin Luther King Jr.'s Letter from Birmingham Jail, or Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. These works were not merely collections of words. They were catalysts for change, imbued with the clarity and resonance to inspire movements. Such examples underscore the unique capacity of written words to not just convey ideas, but to embed them within the collective consciousness, prompting action and reflection across generations. What sets written communication apart is its ability to transcend the confines of time and space, to embed itself into the minds of readers long after the initial encounter. This enduring impact is a testament to the power of writing to not only convey complex ideas, but to do so with depth and precision that spoken words seldom achieve. Through writing, ideas are not just merely communicated. They are felt, understood, and remembered, proving time and time again that the pen indeed is mightier than the sword. So now, let's explore the essence of writing in evaluating ideas. Imagine a world where ideas flutter around sound, like leaves caught in a gentle breeze, elusive and transient. In this world, writing serves as a meticulously woven net designed to capture the fleeting thoughts that dance through our minds. It offers a clear window into the essence of the thinker, unfettered by the distractions of charisma or the flourish of presentation skills that often accompany oral communication. Writing peels back the layers of an idea to reveal its true substance, allowing its inherent value to stand in the spotlight. This analogy sets the stage for a deeper exploration of why writing is not merely a process to capture thoughts, but a rigorous intellectual endeavor that demands precision, structure, and depth. These qualities are not arbitrary. They are the pillars that support the critical evaluation and the understanding of complex ideas. Writing transcends the simple act of recording thoughts. It challenges us to weave those thoughts into a coherent narrative that withstands scrutiny and invites reflection. In doing so, writing emerges as the superior medium for not just sharing, but truly evaluating the depth and coherence of our ideas. One of the most compelling aspects of writing is its insistence on clarity. Unlike casual conversation, where thoughts can meander and conclusions can remain elusive, writing requires a logical flow of ideas. Each sentence must serve a purpose. Each paragraph must build on the last, and the overall structure must guide the reader to a clear understanding of the topic. This disciplined approach to communication ensures that ideas are not just presented, but are dissected, analyzed, and understood in their entirety. Furthermore, the act of writing compels the author to organize their thoughts into a coherent manner. This organization is not merely for the benefit of the reader, but also for the writer. The process of structuring ideas in writing often reveals gaps in logic or areas needing further exploration, prompting deeper inquiry and refinement. It is in this meticulous process that ideas are polished and their true value assessed. Writing also excels in its capacity to foster deep thought. The solitary nature of the writing process allows for the writer's introspection and reflection, which is difficult to achieve in spoken discourse. In the quiet of one's own mind, ideas can be turned over, examined from multiple angles, and connected to broader themes and knowledge. This depth is critical in evaluating the substance of ideas, as it allows for a comprehensive exploration beyond surface-level understanding. Moreover, the written word invites the reader into a space of contemplation, encouraging them to pause, read, and reflect. This interactive process between the writer's thoughts and the reader's interpretation adds layers of meaning and understanding that are unique to written communication. It is through this deep engagement that ideas are truly evaluated, challenged, and ultimately enriched. The essence of writing and evaluating ideas also lies in reflecting intellectual maturity. The ability to articulate complex thoughts with clarity, coherence, and depth is a hallmark of advanced cognitive and communication skills. With its inherent demands, writing serves as both a measure and a method for developing these skills. It challenges thinkers to refine their ideas, to present them in their most potent form, and to engage critically with the individual contributions of others. Writing's demands for structure, clarity, and depth make it an unparalleled medium for clearly assessing ideas. Through writing, thoughts are honed, understanding deepened, and intellectual maturity achieved. As we navigate the vast seas of knowledge and information, writing remains our most reliable compass, guiding us towards clearer, more profound insights into the ideas that shape our world. So now I want to go into the underestimated power of written words. This power lies not just in the ability to convey thoughts, but to reveal the quality of the thinking behind those thoughts. Written communication, with its demands for clarity, structure, and depth, acts as a litmus test for the sophistication of argument as well as the refinement of ideas. When we commit ideas to writing, we engage in a process of distillation, refining our ideas until they crystallize. This process does more than just record our ideas. It transforms them, forcing us to confront ambiguities, refine our logic, and articulate our thoughts precisely. In this way, writing becomes a tool for intellectual refinement, sharpening our ideas and arguments until they resonate with clarity and insight. Moreover, the written words have a unique ability to endure, outliving the moments of its creation and to speak to future generations. This enduring nature allows written ideas to be revisited, reevaluated, and built upon, contributing to collective intellectual growth and discovery process. In the quiet contemplation of the written word, we often find the most profound insights, those that challenge our perspectives and push the boundaries of our understanding. In essence, The unseen power of written words lies in their ability to make the invisible visible, to lie bare the underlying structure of our ideas, to reveal the nuances of our reasoning, and to illuminate the depth of our intellectual exploration. Through writing, we not only communicate ideas, we reveal the very process by which we arrive at those ideas, offering a window of intellectual rigor and creative imagination that fuel human inquiry and innovation. The act of writing is just not a method of communication. It's a catalyst for critical thinking. It compels the writer to embark on a journey of reflection, evaluation, and synthesis, transforming abstract thoughts into concrete expressions. This process is critical in fostering critical thinking, as it requires writers to dissect their ideas, scrutinize their reasoning, and confront any biases or assumptions that underlie their thoughts. Writing demands a level of introspection and analysis that goes beyond the surface. When we write, we engage in a dialogue with ourselves, questioning the validity of our arguments and the evidence that supports them. This self-dialogue encourages a deeper level of cognitive discipline, causing us to pursue alternative perspectives as well as counter-arguments. The requirement to articulate ideas clearly and logically in writing thus serves as a rigorous exercise in critical thinking, sharpening our ability to think deeply and to reason effectively. Furthermore, writing aids us in the synthesis of new ideas. By drawing connections between disparate pieces of information and weaving them into a coherent narrative, writers develop the skill of synthesis, an essential component of critical thinking. This ability to integrate and apply knowledge from various sources is crucial for innovation and for problem solving, highlighting the significant impact of writing on developing crucial thinking skills. The iterative nature of writing, with its continuous cycle of drafting, revising, and refining, mirrors the iterative process of critical thinking. Each revision requires writers to reevaluate their ideas, further honing their critical thinking abilities. Through this iterative process, writing enhances the clarity and persuasiveness of our ideas, deepens our understanding, and enriches our intellectual engagement with the world. In essence, the impact of writing on critical thinking is profound. It serves as a medium for expressing thought and then refining those thoughts. By fostering a disciplined approach to analysis, evaluation, and synthesis, writing becomes an indispensable tool in cultivating critical thinking skills, empowering individuals to navigate the world's complexities with greater insight and understanding. So now that we've gone through some of the benefits of writing, I want to now go through what some of the barriers are to effective writing, which is crucial for anyone looking to harness the power of the written word. Many writers, from novices to experienced, encounter obstacles that stifle creativity, hinder productivity, and diminish the quality of the finished work. Three of the most common challenges include the fear of the blank page, the quest for perfection, and a lack of structure. By understanding these barriers and implementing strategic solutions, writers can unlock their potential and cultivate a more fruitful writing practice. The blank page is a daunting adversary for many writers. It represents infinite possibilities, but also stark uncertainty. Overcoming this fear starts with acknowledging that the first draft is simply the beginning. It doesn't need to be perfect, it just needs to exist. One effective strategy is to start writing without judgment, allowing ideas to flow freely. This can be facilitated by setting small, achievable writing goals to build momentum and using prompts or outlines to guide the writing process. The pursuit of perfection can also paralyze writers, preventing them from completing their work. The key to overcoming this barrier is embracing the concept that done is better than perfect. Writers should focus on completing a draft before embarking on the revision process. It's also helpful to set realistic expectations and deadlines to create a sense of urgency and to prevent endless tweaking. Remember that writing is an iterative process, and perfection is an unattainable goal that only serves to hinder progress. And then lastly, a lack of structure can leave writers feeling lost and overwhelmed. To combat this, planning and outlining become potent tools. Before delving into the writing process, take time to outline the main points and structure of your piece. This roadmap can provide clarity and direction, making the writing process more focused and efficient. Additionally, understanding common structures within your genre or field can offer further inspiration and guidance. So here are some of my personal strategies for overcoming writing barriers. Break the task into smaller, more manageable pieces. Tackling a writing project in smaller sections can make it seem less daunting and more achievable. Second, establish a routine. Consistency breeds productivity. Setting aside dedicated time for writing each day can help build a habit and reduce resilience. I happen to set aside the first portion of my day from 7 a.m. till I eat lunch to perform my writing activities. Third, seek feedback often and early. Sharing your work with trusted mentors or peers can provide valuable insights as well as encouragement, help refine your ideas, and bolster your confidence. Fourth, embrace revision. View the writing process as cyclical, where feedback and revisions are opportunities for growth and improvement rather than criticism. By addressing these common barriers head-on and applying practical strategies, writers can navigate the challenges of the writing process. Overcoming these obstacles not only improves the quality of writing, but also enhances the writer's relationship with their craft, leading to a more rewarding and productive writing experience. Along with these tips, it's also important to go through the role of feedback in honing writing skills. Feedback plays a pivotal role in developing writing skills, serving as a crucial mechanism for refinement, learning, and for growth. Constructive criticism, peer reviews, and other forms of feedback offer invaluable insights that can significantly enhance written work's clarity and impact. Constructive criticism is more than just pointing out flaws or areas of improvement. It's about offering actionable advice that a writer can use to strengthen their work. It requires a balance between highlighting weaknesses and providing suggestions for enhancement. Engaging with constructive criticism requires an open mind and a willingness to view your work objectively. Writers who embrace this form of feedback can uncover blind spots in their writing, gain new perspectives, and refine their arguments to be more persuasive and coherent. Peer reviews are a vital component of the feedback loop, allowing writers to receive insights from their contemporaries. This collaborative exchange offers a unique opportunity to understand how your ideas are interpreted by others, revealing whether your intended message is being effectively communicated. Peer reviews can highlight ambiguities, suggest areas for expansion, and provide encouragement from a community of people who are like-minded just like you. Participating in the peer review process, both as a reviewer and a reviewee, fosters a deep understanding of writing as a craft and encourages a culture of continuous improvement. Feedback mechanisms are crucial in enhancing intellectual clarity. They enable the writer to refine their thoughts, structure their arguments more logically, and present their ideas in a way that resonates with the reader. By engaging in feedback, writers learn to articulate their ideas more precisely and to anticipate questions or objections from their audience. This iterative process of writing, receiving feedback, and revising leads to a more polished and impactful finished product. To fully benefit from feedback, writers must cultivate a growth mindset, which I discussed in last week's episode. This means viewing feedback not as a critique of one's ability, but as an opportunity for learning and improvement. It's important to seek feedback from various sources, including mentors, peers, and even readers, to gain a well-rounded perspective of your work. Additionally, learning to give constructive feedback can enhance your analytical skills and deepen your understanding of effective writing techniques. Feedback is an indispensable tool in a writer's toolkit, providing guidance, motivation, and a path to improvement. By actively engaging with constructive criticism, writers can hone their skills, achieve greater intellectual clarity, and elevate their writing to new heights. In the journey of writing, feedback is not just a checkpoint, but a gateway to mastering the art of expression and communication. So how can you, the listener, cultivate the habit of regular writing? Imagine writing as a gym for your mind. Just like muscles, your writing skills need regular workouts to grow stronger. Here's why and how you should make writing a daily habit. Begin with clear, attainable goals for your writing workouts. Whether it's penning down a set amount of words each day, journaling your thoughts, or crafting a blog post weekly, clear targets are your fitness milestones. They keep you focused and motivated on the path to strengthening your writing process. Establish a writing routine. Identify the time of day when your mind is most alert and creative, and reserve it for your writing exercises. Consistency is the key to any fitness regime. The same applies to writing. Carving out a specific time each day for writing helps turn the practice into a habit, much like regular visits to the gym. Next, designate a writing space. This should be a quiet, comfortable spot where distractions are minimal, allowing you to fully immerse yourself into the writing process. A designated writing space sends a clear signal to your mind that it's time to focus, aiding in concentration and creativity. I also encourage you to consider free writing as your warm-up exercise. It's about letting your thoughts flow freely without worrying about the technicalities of writing. This practice can help loosen up your creative muscles, making it easier to tackle the more structured writing tasks afterward. Read regularly. Just as varied exercise routines benefit the body, exposing yourself to a wide range of reading materials also enriches your mind. Reading regularly introduces you to diverse writing styles and ideas, which can invigorate your own writing. Think of it as cross-training for your writing skills. Seek feedback, like I discussed before. In the same way that athletes benefit from coaching, writers grow through feedback. Share your work with others and be open to constructive criticism. This can illuminate a path to improvement and highlight strengths guiding you to make a more meaningful impact in your writing. Reflect and revise. Periodically take stock of your writing journey. Reflect on the progress you've made and be prepared to revise your work, recognizing that each draft is a step towards refining your ideas. It reinforces the value of persistence and continuous improvement in your writing regimen. And lastly, celebrate your progress. Acknowledging your achievements, no matter how small, is critical. Celebrating the milestones in your writing journey serves as a positive reinforcement, encouraging you to keep up your writing habit, just as you would celebrate hitting a new personal milestone to achieve physical fitness. By viewing writing as a mental workout, you can understand the importance of making it a daily habit. Implementing these strategies not only strengthens your writing skills, but also enhances your intellectual clarity and expressive capabilities. Unlocking the power of writing is akin to opening a gateway to clearer thinking and more compelling arguments. It's recognizing that once committed to paper, words possess a profound significance. Writing doesn't just convey ideas, it sharpens them, polishes them, and in doing so, clarifies your thinking in a way that nothing else can. Through the act of writing, your thoughts are illuminated, enabling you to sculpt and refine your reasoning with unparalleled clarity. This process doesn't merely enhance your ability to communicate, it fundamentally transforms how you engage with your ideas and those of others. Embarking on the journey of regular writing reshapes the way that you not only express yourself, but deepens the way that you think. In conclusion, if there's a clear takeaway from this episode, it's this: embrace writing for its incredible capacity to clarify thought, inspire change, and deepen your intellectual engagement with the world. The journey begins with the first words you write. Start today, for the rewards are too significant to overlook. I hope you all enjoyed that show, and I wanted to thank everyone who listened today and those who wrote in this week. Videos are on YouTube, both at our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel at Passionstruck Clips. Please subscribe and check them out. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. If you're not aware, throughout 2024, every single week, we have a new challenge coming your way. You can find out about these challenges in our newsletter titled Live Intentionally, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers. And each week, we personally curate a new challenge to help you become more passion-struck. Just go to passionstruck.com and sign up for our newsletter to start your challenges today. You can also find me on all the social platforms at John R. Miles. You're about to hear a preview of the Passionstruck podcast interview that I did with Sharon Salzberg, a true trailblazer whose name is synonymous with meditation, compassion, and the art of mindful living. For over 5 decades, she's been a beacon of wisdom, guiding countless individuals towards greater self-awareness and inner peace, an episode you do not want to miss.
I think we actually do make change moment by moment. And sometimes when we look at the bigger problem, it's too much. You just think, I can't deal. That's overwhelming. But this moment, we can respond in a certain way. And then we forget, and we lapse, we fall down. We can pick ourselves up, and then this moment we can be different. And that's how I think genuine change actually happens. It's like taking that aspiration to be different, perhaps to be more loving in every encounter, for example. And then we've just lost our temper or something has happened. Do we have some capacity to begin again and to in effect have resilience and say, okay, that was bad, now is now. Because that's the way progress, I think, actually happens. It's not through lamenting for a year and a half. Oh, I blew it, I had it really bad. Issue when we see there was a problem, and we're not denying that, but that self-castigation and just endless self-laceration is not going to do anything. And so learning that ability to begin again, which is intrinsic to meditation practice, I think is really important. And also it's looking ahead at the issue, whatever it might be, and realizing, okay, this in this moment, this is what I can try to do, or in this moment, if I listen, or in this moment, if I try to be more balanced. That's how it actually happens.
Remember that we rise by others, so share this show with those that you love and care about. And if you found today's episode on the power of writing influential, then definitely share it with others that you know who could find my words useful. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next time, go out there and become passion-struck.